Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, greetings, humans, and obviously the guy from Jupiter that listens. Greetings, episode 25. Some would say an incredible time to be alive, especially because it's the 15th of February. It's the 15th of February and Valentine's Day is over, and thank shit for that, eh? Who would have thought we would have got sucked into another commercial venture? Do you know what my rule is with Valentine's? I make every day Valentine's. That's what I do. Every single day is a Valentine's for me. It's just one rule I have in life. I don't need to go out and buy chocolates. I don't need to be in Statoil buying some flowers. I just make sure that love is always there. Yeah? And I like that. I do enjoy that, you know? I think a lot of people get a little bit desperate around the 14th of February, don't they? They get a little bit like, let's move life on a bit. Let's make the big step. Let's get down on that knee. Let's propose. Let's see how it goes. And normally, do many people get that wrong? There's not many people that get a no, is there? I don't really know the statistics on that. But you'd have to be, I think you've got to be 100% confident, don't you? 100% kind of certain that that person is going to say yes. I got it right. Proposed on the wrong bridge in London, and that's always a clincher. That's always the, because there's Tower Bridge and there's London Bridge, and I was on London Bridge. I've said this before, I think, on the pod, and the romance wasn't there, so you know. But it was already planned, you know. It wasn't like a surprise. I wasn't like dressed as a minion, you know. I didn't like parachute through the roof of a house, start a fire, burn some toast, and then propose, you know. But if it was a great Valentine's, happy bloody day to you. Happy VD day. Which is probably not the right thing, VD, but happy times to you. I know a lot of people cherish, they love it, that the 14th, you know. I think restaurant owners love it more because the 14th of February this year was on a Sunday, which is probably more or less a quiet day for, especially in Sverige, for restaurants. But hey, 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 we got love in the air. And so that happened. I'm a little bit cynical about the whole Valentine's thing. I really don't think you need to buy a heart-shaped kind of box of chocolates. I don't think you need to, you know, spend a whole deal of money. Just make every day a Valentine's Day. Although I did see someone... And again, another clickbait. I'm clicking away. It said something like, watch now as the guy, he had like three gifts for the lady, and she thought, they were going out, but he'd planned to break up because he'd found out that she was cheating. I know this sounds a bit like the Kardashians. I don't even watch the Kardashians, but it sounds a bit drama fueled. But yeah, apparently he then proposed and then took her to another room and then had like evidence of her cheating on him, like on a website he'd gone on. Sounds awful. And now he's getting the grief. He's getting the shit from people who are saying, hey, that's not cool, man. That's not cool to video it and put it out. That's not cool. You should have done it nicely and walked away. So now he's the evil one. He got cheated on. But those trolls, they're getting out there and they're beating on. Thank you for asking me about my illness of streptococcus tonsillitis. I'm now over the antibiotics. I'm out of it. I'm out of the dangerous part, and I'm feeling okay. Didn't cancel a gig. Didn't cancel a meeting. I just carried on like Leonardo DiCaprio in Revenant. Revenant? Revenant. Revenant. Which, if you haven't seen that film, it's a bit like going from Malmo to Stockholm on SG and then it snows. Or there's a leaf. They find a leaf on a track. And then it's this journey of... I mean, by the end of it, male, female, you've got a big beard and you smell of fish. So, yeah, good times. Good times. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better. If you've come and seen a show recently, I did Ostlipat on Thursday. First time I've ever done Ostlipat in Stockholm. It was at the Bunden Bar. I had some flyers, didn't I, for my show on April the 15th and 16th in Reval, which is, it's not a brand new show. It's a show of old bits, my favourite bits, my greatest hits. I was going to say my tits, but I'm not putting them on display quite yet. Although I'm on a diet and the boob area, the boobs seem to be falling down. They're falling down, disappearing. I think it's because I'm drinking loads of smoothies. That was me drinking a smoothie then. I'm drinking smoothies. At the moment, I've got like sunflower seeds, boysenberry, fruit, bananas. Bananas are fruit, I know that. But so yeah, that's what I've been on. That's what I have. A lot of people are on a lot of different diets, aren't they? A lot of people like say, "Oh, eat as many potatoes as you can. Eat potatoes until you sneeze potatoes." And then other people are like, "No, no, no. Don't you dare touch a potato." So I think you just do whatever you need to do. If you need to make the man boobs disappear, you make the man boobs disappear. So yeah, that's the filming. So I did the show in Ostlipat. What a fun time. And I had these flyers about the show. And I put them on a table. And then the owner, she thought I'd just come from the street and I'd put them on the table. So she threw them in the bin. Welcome. Welcome along. What a country this is. Can be so warm, but also so cold. At the moment, I don't know about temperature-wise, but it is freezing. I really am feeling the cold. There's days when you get out of the house in Sweden, here in this wonderful country of Sverige, and you walk out the door, and you're like, holy shit. I really don't want to leave this house. And you freeze. There's the cat there, even in a jacket and a hat, just going, Fifan, what are we doing? So let's wait for the Vorschensler, eh? The Vorschensler, it's the Vorschensler. I think that will be kind of cool. My kids have been ill. My kids have been really ill. They've had like school sores all over their faces. Almost looks like they've been shaving and they've got like little shaving cuts, which they don't find funny when I say it for the 15th time to them. But as a treat, As a treat, I took the children to a toy shop, didn't I? So that's the kind of father I am. I reward them with commercial gifts as well as telling them that Valentine's sucks. And we walked past Tompton, not the real Tompton, but a poster of Santa Claus drinking Coca-Cola. You know, you've all seen it. Coca-Cola, Tompton. Then my son, who's 5, saw the Tompton and was like, that's why. I was like, what? That's why Santa Claus is fat. He's always drinking Coca-Cola. Brilliant. What a kid. What an amazing little dude. Loved it. So, he was, you know, I love that. And, you know, and then I took him for a haircut and he got the old spray, you know. You know, kids here in Sfari get this kind of like Banksy on the head, you know. And then I went in and had this kind of standoff about what kind of haircut I'm going to have. And then he just started cutting my eyebrows. My eyebrows. Whoa! What a bloody place this is. And what did I do? What did I do on Friday? Thank you for asking, people. Thank you for bringing the questions here. I travelled at 5 a.m. Now, what I like is in Stockholm and in Malmo, the biggest cities, let's call them, when you book a cab, a taxi, I had to be at the station for a 6:05 train, okay? I live 20 minutes away from Centralen in a taxi, but they said they will pick me up at 5:10, right? So I was there at 5:30. You do the maths. That's fucking early. That's what that is, right? Too early. Could have got 30 more minutes of my beauty sleep. And if you know my face, I need that. So I just stuck at Centralen. There was a couple of things were open, but not much, you know. Not many shops are going to open at 5:30 in the morning, you know. So I sat there, had the old coffee. But it's totally different if you're in, for example, like Luleå or Umeå, you know, these like Sundsvall. The taxi, they get the flight or something like that, or the train, and they pick you up 3 minutes before the flight's leaving. They're amazing like that. Swedish airports are incredible. You can just, you basically can turn up as the plane is just turning on the runway to take off. You can just knock on the door and they'll let you in. It's incredible. The only thing they don't let you have is I had a jar of mustard once. Mustard, yeah. And they wouldn't let me bring it on, even though it was a local delicacy. And then I was going to check it in. But I don't think in the history of aviation has anybody at any time said, I've got hand luggage and I want to check in a jar of mustard. So, yeah. So I went on the train. I went down to a place called Borstad, where they play tennis, you know. I went and looked at the tennis court. There's a hotel right next to the, it's in the tennis court. And it's a beautiful area, Borstad. And I've decided when I do these train journeys, I can't do work. Work for me is sitting and trying to write funny stuff, right? I don't write the jokes though. I just think of ideas and then I'll go, oh, because my brain is not all there, right? So what I did was I tried to write and I can't do it. I mean, the train just shakes and then the announcement, delays and everything. So I've decided now that what I do is I watch movies. I think that's a way of getting through the traveling pain. I know it sounds more dramatic than it is. It's hashtag first world problems. I'm aware of this. So I, on the way to Borstad, I watched some movies, and I watched World War Z. World War Z, because a friend of mine, he said, it's a really good film, World War Z, with Brad Pitt in it. You know, Brad Pitt. So I decided I'd give it a go. It's a zombie movie. That's what it is. Fifan. I don't like zombie movies. I'm not scared of them. They just bore me. Okay? I kind of can't believe them, really. Because it's always someone, it's always the survivor who shoots like 20 or 30 of them. And this is, it's a movie from a couple of years ago. So I had to buy it, you know. But what I couldn't believe was...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Brad Pitt survives the whole thing. And there's millions of people dying from zombie threats. He's even on a plane. No spoilers here, right? No spoilers, but I'm going to give it all away. He actually is on a plane and the zombies attack, like, an economy. They just start eating each other. They put a curtain across and some suitcases and he still survives. Ha! Fuck! He survives, right? And then they open the door. They open the or no, he throws a hand grenade, right? On a plane, okay? So he throws the hand grenade. It blows up half of the plane, okay? You're still with me on this? There's still zombies at the back eating shit, eating food, you know? Aeroplane food. The part of the plane opens. Whoosh, right? They fly off. All the zombies go flying out. One of the zombies flies in to the plane propeller. Big plane engine. Makes a kind of noise like a zombie hitting a propeller. Then the plane begins to crash. Okay? The pilots get it ready and they're like, get ready for impact. They land. The front of the plane blows up. Basically, the whole plane blows up. But you're not going to believe it. That's right. Brad friggin' Pitt survives. And I was that far in the movie, I was like, I should just leave this. I don't need to see much more of this shit, you know? But I stuck with it, and then he saved the world, basically. And I instantly sent an SMS to my friend in the UK saying, you don't know shit about movies. That was my review, basically. But yeah, the... I'm okay. I have an imagination. I don't mind. Reality is okay, right? That's fine. I'm okay with reality. I'm okay with things being taken out of reality. But when there's like thousands of people, millions of people getting eaten by zombies, and Brad Pitt, the movie star, Brad Pitt, is the only one that survives it all. I don't believe. Here's another thing that's been annoying me this week. I'm a bit moany, aren't I? I'm a bit grumpy. But I like being grumpy. Every now and again, I like it. I'm a month away from being 44. It's nearly all over for me. And I'm reminded how old I am by Facebook, because they give me Facebook memories, don't they? Which is an absolutely bizarre way of reminding you of shit, isn't it? And I have had, it's not over yet, I hope, a good life, a fun life. Actually, a good social media life as well, you know? I like putting out photos. I like entertaining people on social media. I like being entertained. I like reading articles. I like communicating. I like finding out where ex-friends are. Not ex-friends, but old friends and old lovers. No, I don't really do that part because I find that quite disturbing if I feel like I'm a detective and I don't really need to know someone's... If I found out an ex-girlfriend was on there and she said hello, I would be absolutely delighted to say hello. That sounded a bit desperate, didn't it? That sounded like I was hoping she was listening and now she would finally Facebook me. But yeah, the Facebook memories, like 2 years ago today, and that's, you know, for me, it's quite good. But there must be people. And then I say, I don't want to see any more of these memories. Okay. I feel like Barbara Streisand, right? Memories all alone in the dark night. Is there any other kind of night I'll picture other than dark? Yes, in summer. In Norland, you get fuck all darkness. It is lighter than snow. I don't know what that was. Sorry. So the Facebook memories, you get people getting memories, and then you can click on it, and it says, look, basically, cool the shit with this Facebook memory thing. Don't remind me of it, okay? Is that cool with you? And they go, cool, thanks for telling us. We're listening to you, but really, we're not going to listen to you. We couldn't give a shit. So they just keep on bringing up memories. So it must be weird for people who have had a tough 3 or 4 years, okay? You've had a tough 3 years, you're turning it around. You know, you had that incident at the Christmas party. You lost your job. You lost your house because you got a bit drunk. But you've turned it around. The family have said, come back. The job have said, stay away. There's a restraining order on you. You've got a new job. You're in the new job. You log in. Comes up Facebook memory. 4 years ago, Christmas party, you're nude or something. It's not nice. So listen to me. If you're listening, Mark Zuckerberg, it's the motivator here, okay? Get it off my timeline. It's okay for me, but some people are not as happy as me, okay? So don't make them sad. I do remember one thing in on Valentine's with my wife. I bought her a grease, not a real grease. One of those, if you think of kids' annoying gifts, you know those ones where you kind of have a little button underneath the animal, you press it on, it just goes and walks. You know that was one? Those ones. I got one of those for her. And looking back now, that's a bad thing to do. A stupid present, isn't it? Yeah, anyway, so I did that. And then another time, I bought her a mobile phone for her birthday. That's a bit stalky, isn't it? That's a bit desperate. I didn't realise how sad that was. Because this pod is all over the place, I'm going to talk about Borstad now. Borstad has a brand new train station, okay? The tennis court place, right? The tennis. Beautiful area by the beach. Nice. Really beautiful. But they've put the station about 25 minutes walk from the actual town. So that's going to be a real problem when those, you know, the Stockholmers, they go down for a week, don't they? Don't they go for a week? Don't they go to Gotland? Who are these people? This is just like, how many of these people? I hear about these, they're like Brad Pitt and his zombies. I've never seen them, but everyone goes, oh, it's Stockholm week in Gotland, or it's, they're all going to Borstad. I imagine that they've just got their collars up and they've got more hair gel than a whale in a hairdresser's shop. I don't know. I've never met one of these people. Have I? Maybe I have. Maybe there's one listening now and he's taken off his headphones and the top of his headphones is just full of hair wax and aftershave and lost hope. Talking of hope, weird things, some sad news. There was another earthquake in Christchurch in New Zealand, is where I studied. So I know I've got some listeners in Christchurch, actually. I can actually look through who listens. I don't know your exact names, you know. Elin, are you listening? No, I don't know your exactly, you know, who you exactly are. Sean and Umeo. No, I don't know everybody. So, but I know that some people listen in Christchurch, and there was another big earthquake. So, on behalf of me, I hope everything is okay. It's been a kind of a tragic. There's that tragic story as well as about the British band Viola Beach, who did a gig in Norrköping. Were travelling up to Stockholm. They went through the Södertälje like bridge, the one where they bring the bridge up and a ship to bring a big boat through. They missed it, hit the barrier. Whole band, four of them and their band manager, crashed, died. Fucking hell. How tragic is that? Like, doing music, finishing a gig. They talked to like a Swedish musician who said they were such nice guys. Yeah, that's a real tragic story. And in a very strange, small kind of world kind of way, they've got a single out. If you go to Spotify, go and have a listen to the song. I think it's really, it's a sad thing, but it's kind of, yeah, really bummed me out that, because I just thought the whole band, you know, they're living the dream really, because, you know, some people are destined to do, this is all they can do is music, or they do comedy. You meet a few comedians who you think you could not do anything else than this, you know. And it sounded like they were those kind of guys, and massive future, and then just, so I don't know what the answer is to this thing I've just mentioned, but when it happens like that, I know people pass away all the time, but when it's so kind of public, so tragic, just rest in peace. That's all I'll say. Rest in peace, dudes. I think I might. Do you know what? I might end it there. I know it's a bit of a somber way. If you're in Stockholm this week, I'm doing a show, Norrbrunn, on Friday the 19th. Very, very welcome to come along. Yeah, I've got shows coming up. Go to my website, alpitcher.com, alpitcher.com or alpitcher.se or Ticknet or Blockit. No, not Blockit, doesn't have anything. I'm not that. People sometimes ticket tout on Blockit, don't they? Just buy a ticket for like 200 kroner and then put it on there for 9,000. Nobody buys it. Hope you don't buy it. I hope you have a brilliant week. I know I was going to say I was going to do 2 a week, but I didn't talk out my ass, but I've kept it at 1 a week because I haven't been well. I've been ill, but we'll see how it goes. Thank you so much for your feedback and everything. People seem to really enjoy this pod. But the only way, not the only way, the best way is that you keep listening. And another brilliant way is if you tell other people, hey, you should listen to this. This guy sits in a room on a Monday in his underpants. I've got underpants on. That's all I've got on. Underpants. I don't know if you're looking for that sexy kind of pod talk. Underpants. And he records a podcast and it makes no sense. There is no theme, but the subjects make me smile. So do that, and that would make me mightily happy. Take care of yourself. Take care of the people you know. Take care of the people you don't know. Remember, it's cold. Remember, people aren't... I don't know what I'm trying to say here. But I'm just trying to say, do you know what? Life is okay. Just be cool with each other. Take care. Don't be a dick. This has been episode 25. Puss puss for now, and happy Valentine's.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.